Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of five-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Breaking news now. Here's Sean Hannity.
All right, glad you're with us. Happy New Year. Glad you could join us. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, the breaking news is not that breaking. If anybody's listened to this program for any length of time, I've been threatening now to do this for quite a while, but we are now beginning our first broadcast from my new home, and that is in the free state of Florida. I am out. I am done. I'm finished. New York. Goodbye. Florida. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. But it's great to be here, and I will tell you, Ethan, I was telling Ethan before, Linda's not feeling good today, by the way, and I'm because she entertains everybody. I bet she was entertaining every day, working or not working. I know she worked a number of days, but and she's such a good entertainer and such a great host is that anyway, we want her back as soon as we can. I was telling Ethan before this that it just the time was right. I was able to put, you know, the final exclamation points on what needed to be done. And here I am. And finally, for the first time that I can think of in my adult life, I actually have representatives in the state that I'm living in that share my values. I have a governor by the name of Ron DeSantis. I have Senators Marco Rubio and Senator Rick Scott. So I'm feeling a lot better about it. And I'm not going to go through the whys, the how comes, because it's obvious. This migration out of deep blue states with high taxes, burdensome regulation, high crime, horrible school districts is real. And if anything, I'm probably late and I'm behind the curve, and many others have made the move beforehand. And there's not a single person that I know that made a move like this that is not happy that they made it. And they move and they do it for a lot of reasons. My friend, I had a friend of mine today. You know, how do you like it down in Florida since you moved there? I'm like, well, now I like it a lot. And I said, how's things up there? And he goes, it's 27 degrees. I hate you. Like, I used to send the same messages to my friends. But there's nothing stopping people from making the moves that they want. But they're leaving in droves. For a state like California to lose, you know, for the first time population in the history of that state, it's, you know, 175, 80 years, whatever it happens to be. It speaks volumes. To watch Wall Street companies, one big company after another, to watch billionaires that made their money on Wall Street leave one after another, it speaks volumes. People are just saying they've had it. And, you know, look at what these states are now thinking of doing. You know, both California and New York now are have committees looking into the idea that their state's residents will be paying reparations. Both states have been talking about for some time now, and I have no doubt in the years in the future, won't be impactful to me, a wealth tax. Then they, of course, you know, because so much revenue has been lost because they chased so many people away rather than, you know, they have more, you know, IRS, New York IRS agents in other states than they actually do having it working in their own state. Because they're chasing people, you know, looking for any I not dotted, T crossed, you know, so you do have to hire attorneys and accountants left, right and sideways. But, you know, that's fine, too. But the weather's better. The people are nicer. Ethan, I was telling you that I was walking around town and every single person that I met could not have been nicer to me.
And that's all of us here are happy for you. We're just a little bit jealous like your friend. That's all we're saying.
But I've offered for you to come down here. There's nothing stopping you except your own personal decision making at the end of the day. Now, I know, obviously, you're married, you have kids, so that's a consideration. However, at the right point, the right time, you know, I'm sure it's something that you're going to consider. Anyway, thanks to all of you. Now, I will tell all the people of Florida, in my case, let not your heart be troubled. And I've said this many times, if you're leaving one of these blue states like New York or Illinois or New Jersey or California, and you're going to red states like Texas or Tennessee or the Carolinas or Florida, where I am now, where my new home is now, just don't bring your crazy left-wing politics with you. Leave that at home, because that's probably one of the reasons you're leaving those states. The question that I have been asked the most while on vacation and just meeting people and doing my own little individual focus groups is, what is going to happen this year? People are expressing a level of fear to me that I've never heard from people in my life. And it's universal. They just fear not only the direction of this country, but they fear the state of the world. Now, I noticed over the holiday, it was in a speech, maybe for the new year, the president of China, President Xi, the dictator, the thug that he is out there mentioning that reunification with Taiwan is likely soon. It's not reunification. It would be the complete takeover of an independent country. Now, after Joe Biden's record in terms of not being willing to deal with China, we learned over the holidays, too. We learned that the Biden administration knew darn well about the spy balloon from the very beginning, and they were tracking it the whole time. And apparently China was even using American, you know, cellular communication to send spy information back to China. Great. Wasn't that nice of us to provide that? But they had no intention of informing we, the American people. I think it was Montana where somebody finally saw the spy balloon and reported it. And then it became a big issue. And at the time, if you might recall, I believe the Biden administration had said, oh, they didn't really know about it. Well, apparently they did know about it. But what were the consequences? More importantly, nothing. What are the consequences to China for intellectual property theft? Nothing. What are the consequences to China for unfair trade practices? Nothing. When China's been confronting in international airwaves our fighter jets, what has Joe Biden done? What have been the consequences there? Nothing. When they've confronted our Navy in international waterways, what has the consequences been? Nothing. And that's the whole point. So assuming that, you know, with all of the aggressive military action and flying over Taiwan's airspace and now the outright comments from President Xi yet again, I have to imagine it's going to happen this year. I don't think President Xi is going to wait for the possibility of a Donald Trump or some president that would be stronger than Joe Biden before he makes his move on Taiwan. That's going to happen. We've got war in Europe. We've got war in the Middle East. And we now are going to, you know, see whatever conflict emerge with Taiwan and China. I don't know, but it's not looking good. So the first thing I just want to say to answer your question, you know, people are nervous and what's going to happen. I'll be very straightforward with you. I don't think there's a single person that is smart enough to be able to predict what I would describe as the single most unpredictable presidential election year we probably will ever see in our lifetime. Now, it could come down to as few as a few hundred thousand votes in six states that determine the outcome of the election this November. It could come down to that. Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't be the first time, as we all know. It could be that close, but I can't tell you. And anybody that says that they know is just wrong. Now, I have got a lot of polls, and we have pollsters coming up later on the program today, and I'll go over all of them. None of them really are good for Biden at all. He's the lowest polling incumbent president running for re-election in history, and I don't see this working out well for him if the American people are looking at this and discerning this objectively. Now, people would like to tell you, well, the economy has been great under Joe Biden. No, it's not been. Now, maybe, yeah, we did have a pretty good year with stocks last year. Okay. The stock market is my least favorite barometer in terms of whether or not the economy is successful or not. We're still struggling with inflation. We still have 60% of our fellow Americans living paycheck to paycheck. Things are not particularly easy for them. They're struggling. They're battling. On the world stage, I see America's completely abdicated its role as the leader of the free world. You know, if you go deeper and deeper, there's not a single thing that I can point to where I could say that, hey, Joe Biden has been successful. Joe Biden, that policy has improved the lives of the American people. How's he doing on the border? You know, how are these, you know, we now have well over, and it became a record last month. Let's see if I can grab this article here. It became a record last month, again, in terms of illegal immigrants coming into this country. And these illegal immigrants, you know, now under Joe Biden, it's over 8 million. And we don't even know how many. And we know hundreds and hundreds have come from Iran, hundreds and hundreds, the number one state sponsor of terror, hundreds and hundreds from Syria, their satellite. We know thousands have come from Egypt, home of the Muslim Brotherhood, nearly 3,500 in that case, over 6,000 people from Afghanistan showing up at our southern border. Then you have 12,000 from Russia that we know about, 26,000 from China. You know, do any people, are you suspicious like I am that maybe of people coming that maybe they're not coming because they want a better life for themselves and their family? Maybe they're coming because they have other intentions. I would think that's probably the goal of far too many than we even want to admit. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN. We'll go through all of this. I would just say this is one message I have for everybody going forward. I don't like our current voting system. I don't like the idea of voting for weeks, if not months, ahead of an election, because anything can happen in the days before an election that would dramatically impact the election. I think you should wait till election day. Now, there should be exceptions for the elderly, the sick, the infirmed, for our military. They should be able to vote by mail. If I had my way, voting day, election day would be a national holiday. People would vote in person. They would need an ID, just like you need to buy a Juul pod or a beer or a bottle of wine or to get it onto an airplane. I would have signature verification. I would have chain of custody controls for any mail-in ballots. I would have updated voter rolls mandated by law, and I would have partisan observers in every precinct across the country. People get to watch the voting all day, and when the polls close, they get to watch the voting all night. But that's not the system we have. So my strong message, which has been a message now since 2021, is that you got to deal with the hand you're dealt, not the one that you wish you were dealt. We're not going to have paper ballots, same day voting this year. It's not going to happen. So for all the Republicans out there and conservatives out there, if you want to fight City Hall and you want to stay stubborn, I think it's a bad idea. And I think conservatives, Republicans, if you want to change in the White House, if you want to change in the Senate and the House, if this is a top priority for you, well, then you've got to embrace early voting and voting by mail, whether you like it or not. You similarly, every single state and the RNC needs to get their act together. And they've got to duplicate that which the Democratic Party has been doing for some time. And that's legal, keyword, emphasis on the word legal, ballot harvesting. And they can't take extreme positions on abortion, which I've been saying. And I'm not talking about my personal views. But if you like Doug Mastriano, who ran in 2022 for governor in Pennsylvania with no exceptions for rape, incest, and mother's life, well, he lost by the largest number to a non-incumbent Democrat in the history of the, well, since the 1940s in that state. It's just not going to fly, especially in swing states. If you ask me politically, not morally, politically, where the country is in terms of laws and as an issue, a voting issue, I'd say most Americans probably are at the 3 month, the first trimester to 15 week mark, which was the Dobbs decision. That's my opinion. So you need to think about these things now. I think you better prepare for the nastiest campaign you probably have ever seen in your life. Democrats will smear, slander, besmirch, attack. They'll try and make it everything about Trump. Everything about radical Republicans. They'll scare everybody, call Republicans racist, sexist, homophobic. They want back alley abortions. They want dirty air and water. They're homophobic, xenophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic. That's all coming. And they want to kill grandma and grandpa. That's what's coming this year. So prepare yourself. But anyone telling you now that they know, they don't know. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Continue broadcasting in my new home, the free state of Florida. Toll-free, our number remains the same. It's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Now, I got a lot of people, when I was out, this issue of the Colorado, now Maine ballot issue has come up. I don't even see a strong need to discuss it because on the merits, on the law, based on the Constitution, in spite of all the hope and desire and dreams of every idiot, liberal, leftist, legal pundit on you know, the mob news, as you call it, it's not going to happen. There's no way. First of all, start with the simple point is nobody's even been charged with insurrection, let alone found guilty of insurrection. Let's just start there. The constitutional arguments don't hold water. Even, by the way, there was a Maine Democrat who booted Trump off the ballot and once called the Electoral College a relic of white supremacy. Okay, we're going to let these crazy people decide. By the way, Harvard, President Claudine Gay is now out. She has resigned. On top of everything else, multiple new charges of plagiarism. All right, Happy New Year. We'll get to your calls and comments. What we're going to do is we'll start out the year. We'll bring on our pollsters, Matt Towery and Robert Cahaley. We'll take a look at a snapshot view where we start the year. But I just want to warn you, every poll all year round is going to be just that, a snapshot of that moment. But I'm telling everybody, heed my admonition. If you're a conservative Republican, overcome any reluctance, resistance to early voting, voting by mail, and Republicans need to embrace legal, keyword legal, ballot harvesting and match the Democrats. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget Programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.